Okay, let's see the Mishnah over here. If you feel a fun of Maliach, Tchilo, Upas, Imam, Mavarach, Ala Maliach, who purchased a pass, Shapas, Tchilo, Lo. So the Mishnah says this, you saw it, that the Maliach, Kapato, the pass, the Klal, Koshu, Iker, Bima, Tchilo, Mavarach, Iker, purchased a Tchilo. There's a din of, now the Mishnah takes it to a Klal. So I think that's important to understand the fact that the Mishnah adds Zah Klal, that itself tells me that there's a scenario beyond the scenario. So, that's sort of what I think what allows us to expand this concept beyond the scenario. Because the scenario is, it's an interesting point that this scenario is your most, your strongest case of Tufel, your most obvious case of Tufel. And if you want to tell me the Chiddush that the Bracha and the Iker works in the Tufel, even in the case that's not so obvious, that should have been the case of the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah went to the easiest case. I don't know. Tell me the harder case, and come with the easier case. But the mission clearly extends the case by saying Zach Klal. Okay. Mikam Midi Dehavi Maliach Iker Pas Tefelu. Is there such a thing? Eat it with Pas. Pas is the Iker. Amar Ravacha Bereid the Rabbi. Amar Ravashi Beruch the Paris Kenoister Shanu. Rashi says Paris Kenoister Paris Eretz Yam Kineris Chashuvim Mina Pas. Those papers were so extraordinarily chashuv that they're more chashuv than the pas. So a very interesting Rashi. I understand that there was some discussion about it during First Seder while I was away. That's the rumor. So I'm going to hold the point in Rashi for a little bit. I want to see the Ben Yonah first, then we'll go back to Rashi. Let's see Tosis first, and we'll see the Ben Yonah, and we'll go back to Rashi. Okay. A shomliach yikr shuvbol ha-hoshiv ha-leiv shenechlash at mipnei masikus ha-peris ha-pashal achar of tofel ben-obo el b'shil ha-maliach. So Tosis learns that the case was you ate the maliach, and then you ate the pas afterwards. And the purpose of the pas was to neutralize or reduce the saltiness of the salty item. The salty item was eaten according to Tosis to counterbalance and neutralize the sweetness of the Paris Genoiser. So the person ate it in three stages. He ate the Paris Genoiser, he ate the Maliach, and then he ate the Pas. Vim Tarmar, a Paris, Havi Iker, Maliach Tufel, Levorach, Al Paris, Lifter Rekulu. So the Chara, he has no interest in eating the Maliach. His Kabbalah is to eat the Paris. The Maliach is to help for the Paris. The Pas is to help for the Maliach. Just make a brach on the Paris and cover everything. Yeshlami, Nechanami. The marshal ochel haperis boisamaimit. So the case was he ate the peris earlier, then he stepped out. He came back and said, "Oh my gosh, I need something," and he ate something salted. And he said, "Oh my gosh, I was so salted." And he has some pas. So they weren't eating together. And chanami had you eaten it together in one maimit, he had the peris and the maliach and the pas. So the bracha on the peris would work for the pas, but that wasn't the case. There was a sheni makom. The pasha. So tais is maimit. Tais is sheni makom. Right. This seems to be machlokes in the Achronim. Does this follow the regular rules of Shini Mokum? Let's say a case where it wasn't Mamash Eis Maimid, but it wasn't Shini Mokum. So those Achronim learn, but Mishnah Berurah seems to follow that it's a din of Shini Mokum. So if it doesn't meet the criteria of Shini Mokum, that's called one Maimid. And Mela, the Baruch, and the Peiris will work for the Maliach, which will work for the Pas. There's a mashmash in the chayim, not like that. The chayim is mashmash like that. There's a bach, which is mashmash like that. That's not totally in that. That it's as long as it's not one maimed. There was to make it a tuffle, you need a stronger criteria than just it shouldn't be a sheni makom. It's part of the same maimed. Wasn't the same maimed. Seem would not meet the criteria of sheni makom. Let's say a person goes to another room, right? So nowadays, Zman Chazal Aderech was to sit down. They actually sat down to eat, and they were really committed themselves to eat, and therefore, going to another room was not Matula Chavkila, and B'di'evit could be even it was considered Shini Malkum in certain scenarios. Right? Nowadays, most Poskim assume that since Aderech is to walk around in the house and people eat, you know, they're not as kavua. It's more to the chachila to move from room to room, etc. Even can't see it. No, as long as it's with one house under one roof, it's your bias. And I'm not talking about going into the hallway of the building. I'm talking about within your house, within the different rooms. We perceive that as one There's one marker. Okay. But let's say Bisman, where people didn't do that. Simon B'Diyev is not a Sheni Malkum, but that's not one Maimed. So I there was an element of not a full connection between my Achilles Peiris Genoiser and my Achilles Maliach and my Achilles Pas. So that's what the Chayyim was mash. In that case, you would need a new bracha. Okay, but the Mishabura Pas is not like that. He learns that this din is Oysa Maimed means it means the regular din of Sheni Malkum. Inami, okay. Meshah she'ochel peiros genoiser lo hoya shama dayin meliach upas. So hoya yedeya she'cholish liboy machos amasikus. So Tosfos seems to say two things: it wasn't there, and he didn't know. Now, is the fact that it wasn't there just a chetimsa to say he didn't know? It's an expression. Obviously, he didn't realize, because if you would realize, you would have had it there as an antidote, right? Right, so the fact that it wasn't there is indicative of the fact that you didn't realize, so you had no das when you made the bracha for A, for B. One other case, you didn't have das, but it was sitting on the table. You didn't realize, but the mice was sitting on the table. The person eats it, says, oh my gosh, hashkacha pratis, look at that, there's some maliach on the table. He had no das for it, he didn't realize it, but it was the fun of.
Why don't you say the hayushalom? What's the
shalosh nebadayim? Adayim? Adayin, okay. I don't know. Is Adayin really adding anything to the? It sounds like Lashon Adayin means it was being delivered in the next 20 minutes. Just it wasn't there yet. But why is it relevant? If you didn't have das for it, the fact that it was being delivered doesn't change anything. Right? So the Magen Rome is going to be medayik from Tosis. That if he was Yudea, Shechol, Shtibo, Itmach, was a Mesikus, you don't need the fun. Right? So then, what's this, the fact that they weren't there? That's not really important. The main thing is that he didn't know. So it sounds like, you know, we saw by Birchas HaPeiros that the bracha on the Ha'etz goes on other Peiros. We came out, if the Peiros are the fun of it, it's Nichlal. Even you didn't have Das for it. If you have Das for it, it's there. Even if it doesn't, you didn't have Das for it. So if we look at the Tuffel as being like another apple, right? So I made a bracha on my Peiros Genoiser. So I had this juicy apple from Peiros Genoiser. Extraordinary sweet Peiros Genoiser, whatever it was. That's it. Dates. Right, they're so I tell you the second date. I don't need. It was the fun. I don't need das. I'm looking at this as like eating another date. Okay, so it was the fun. So it's nichlal. Right. That's what's telling Tosis from Tosis. That would be true. Which is it a good sushtal from that dinner over there in Reish Wolf over here? Is that a good sushtal? You think that's a good sushtal?
We're looking at the tuffel as another date, or we're looking at the tuffel as not another date.
That's what I'm asking. Right, the chara, it's not a good sushtal. So with the pshat is you made a bracha with Rebbe Yehuda, and your bracha with Rebbe Yehuda is on date number one, and date number two is sitting on the table. So you don't have to ask for date number two. You're witnessing the planning of date number two. Why is it on the table? So we say agav the bracha that goes there. It goes on other dates which are there. If there was no plan to include the Maliach and the Pas into my Peiros Genoiser date, it's not another date. It's only another date because there's Das to make it another date. If it wasn't another Das, the fact that it's the fun of the car shouldn't make a difference. So Tosis Lashon is difficult to understand why Tosis says it like that. Unless you say, who was asking this morning? David was asking about the Shabura talked about something being ruggle, right? The Dibregilis. So that the makor for that is that the makor for that over here is the Magen Rambam quotes the Shlua. The Shlua says if it's ruggle to do it, that's like you had das. So arguably you could say the same thing over here. Like, you know, this is something which is ruggle to do. So like you had das. Bites is not telling the fun of. So the fun of the card doesn't really seem to be a clear criteria. I'm not sure what that's about. Anyway, okay, I don't know. Simple answer is Kveshnish. Good English. Okay, Zog to Ben Yerna.
Does it matter if
the Tefillah
doesn't get any
bracha?
What?
Does it
matter if which way the
Chazanish is? The Chazanish learns Tosas. The Tosas is told him that you need a bracha. He's medayik from the Tosas. You need a bracha. That's his medayik from Tosas. Because Tosas told him, he's not telling das. If that doesn't need a bracha, the main thing is there was nechal together with the ikur. So what, who cares if you had das or not? That's the Chazanish's.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Zok to Rabbeinu Yena. So I, on my version, Salam and Aleph and Beis, the bottom line. Yeah, so real in front of Meliach Chila. Iker Mishazu Loi Bala Shemina Shikra Torah Tatabol Shetai Poshatu Da Shemina Leim Mestisa Dektani Birch El Pas Patos of Averis El Bala Shemina Shepom Afilu Pas Nami Tveilu. The top of the Iker din of Iker and Tafel, I already have the mission before. Pass is part of prepared. So what's the chiddush of this mission? Chiddush of this mission is that pass can be a Tafel. Shall I term shall olam in a pass tvelim nechashiv lusoy? Kashalon shapamim he tvela shenikarchi losim bavura pass tvelim barachul. So your Iker kavan is not for the pass, and therefore you don't make a brach on the pass. Both pairs go. Noisir shenino pirish. They're very sweet. You have to eat them with salt. In order that the sweetness shouldn't overwhelm you. Like the Morrison stories later on, that the people, the sweetness was so strong that they were yotze midatum. This is a pass to feilo el aperis. Vorechle aperis to purchase a pass. So the Ben Yerna adds two things. He says, first of all, he learns that the Maliach over here was not something salty after the Peres Gnosis. Peres Gnosis were eaten with salt. They're the Maliach. So the Maliach of the Mishnah is the Peres Gnosis. Number one. Number two, he learns that you ate the Pas with the Peres Gnosis. You ate it together with it. So in a normal scenario, you eat pas together with something else. The pas is the ikur. The other food is the malapes. Over here, the peres genoiser are the ikur, and the pas is the malapes. So mainly you make a bracha on them and not on the pas. So he obviously avoids Tosas' whole question. Right? He avoids Tosas' whole question because Tosas learns that it was eaten in succession. There was peres genoiser, there was maliach, there was pas. There was no maliach in the middle. All there was peres genoiser and pas. So there's the kasha. Well, why do you discuss the bracha on the peres for the pas? We are discussing the bracha on the peres for the pas because that's all there is in the Mishnah. Is two things, right? The maliach in the Mishnah is another way to say that the more I answer the earth of peres genoiser is shown, the more saying that was the case of maliach in the Mishnah. So peres genoiser were always eaten with salt, so they're called maliach. No, it's not, it could be it's a lot. It's not. I don't know. I don't know. I'll tell you. I don't know in a second. Okay. And the second thing is he says the case you ate the pas together with it. It sounds like from him you eat the pas. You don't eat the pas with it. You eat the pas afterwards. He's a bracha. That's what it sounds like. So this whole din, which we're going to pass in halacha lemaisa, like the way Tosas learns, and the Rosh learns, and the Rambam learns, that you would do this. Well, the Rambam, not clear what the Rambam learns, but some learn the Rambam learns that you can have A and then B, and B is still called a tafel. Right? The Ben Yerna doesn't have that in his Mishnah. The Tosas says could be the Ben Yerna agrees to it, but that's not the case in the Mishnah. Now. Now let's go back to the point he said of the Mishnah. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Here's the Mishnah was. Here's the scenario: you're eating it with the two things together. And I would have kind of argued, panas is always, can't become a tafel. It's so chashav, it can't become a tafel. That's the havamina. So the Mishnah, no. It is even past to be a tafel. Right? So that seems to be Rashi. Right? This is what's motivating Rashi. Rashi Blonglin says the parasitos are chashav. Now, according to Tosis, that's an irrelevant point. Parasitos can be yes chashav, not chashav. Doesn't make a difference because the tails over here is not from parasitos; it's from the maliach to the pas. So you see, Tosis does not tie the tails to chashivas. The maliach is a piece of herring. The herring is not more chashav than the pas, but it doesn't make a difference. The point is that you're eating the pas. As it's just to neutralize the saltiness of the maliach. So Rashi's not learning like Joyce. Rashi's learning that the paris kinos are choshev. Rashi's telling me that because that's part of the process of how become the pas becomes a tafel. According to Joyce, that's not true. Because the case of Mishnah was that the paris kinos wasn't creating the tafel was also the maliach. Maliach is not choshev. I mean, the shayach, it's shayach tafel even though it's not more choshev. Am I making sense? Yeah, right.
According to Rashi, if the Maliach was less kosher
than the pas. So it sounds like Rashi that if case where it wasn't Paris Ginoiser, and you're eating herring with the pas, even though you're eating the pas because you wanted to reduce the help counterbalance the saltiness, but pas is pas, and pas doesn't become tofu. And that the Mishnah says nothing more. Is that the order is one case. What's the case? Paris Ginoiser, because they're so kosher. They can overwhelm the pass and make the pass into a tafel. That's the Rashi learns in Gemara, right? Now the Rebbe doesn't say that, right? The Rebbe does not say that, but so I can't tell the Rebbe Yonah looks like Rashi, but Rashi looks like the Rebbe Yonah, right? So the ikra over here is the parashah, not like the Maliach, the Karnatosis. As far as I know, Rashi does not say that it's necessarily one after the other or not. Rashi only cases they're eating it together. So now I have an interesting question. The Gemara, is there such a thing as a case where you eat two things together, pas with another food? That's good. That's called being malapis, the pas. So you make a ruch on the pas. Yeah, there is. What's the case? The case is Paris Ginoiser. Why? Because they're kosher, not because they're salty. Right? Salty is according to Rashi, I mean, it's a shikol daichik, right? Saltiness is a name, it's a way to refer to the type of things you're eating. You're eating something called Paris Ginoiser, which is eating a lot of salt. Okay, good. It's not the point. The point isn't the saltiness. The point is the chashivas. According to Rashi. Because if the point is the saltiness, I don't need the chashivas. According to Rashi, chashivas is totally irrelevant.
So Rashi's taking away the saltiness?
Rashi's not discussing saltiness. B'chalam. Now, what Rashi might hold, I don't know. But Rashi's B'chalam not learning the case of Mishnah.
He's actually teaching us in Mishnah's talking about one case.
Yeah, the whole Mishnah when you eat Paris Ginoiser, they can be Ikan. And that is the Rebbe Yonah. Rebbe Yonah says, what's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? The Kiddush is Allah and Pass. Because the dinner you can I already know.
So why
do we say Zakah? So it's Pass is going back and it's going back on the Mishnah before the Mishnah over here. But this case, the case of the Resha of our Mishnah, I have a Mishnah before. It says there's a din of ikar and tafel. Pas, purchase, prepare is good. I got that. So you should know, even pas can be a tafel in certain cases. What? I eat Paris Ginoiser. Now I have a cloud. Is that a cloud? Right. Same, but the case of Paris Ginoiser, the mechanism of the tefelis is not the fact that it's maluach. Maluach is a code word for Paris Ginoiser, which are very chashiv, but the mechanism of the tefelis is the chashivas.
So you say, you don't really need
to
calm down any
sweetness. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, no. That's what Rashi seems to say. Right? So it means, according to Rashi, Pashas, if the scenario of Tosis, where you're eating the pas to counterbalance the saltiness, okay, that's very nice, but the mice are eating pas. Right. That's the correct way to learn Rashi. I think that Slach suggests that in Rashi. I don't want to kill my safe over here. So he adds a kinesh. He has a kinesh over here. So we have a gemara before. The more says that pas is everything except for yain, because yain is garden bracha la'atzmai. Right? Rashi says, what's garden bracha la'atzmai? So that there's times when you use yain for kiddush, etc. And pas is garden bracha la'atzmai. See, sometimes you use it for kiddush. Like, so that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah, doctor, that even pass, which is Garim Brachla Atzmai, it's shaykh to be a tofel in a scenario of Heir's Kiddush, because there's so chashav, and that's Rashi. If it comes Rashi, it's there, Efshar, because every Kibbush is to make a Rani Yarna. The Melech will see the Hanabakar is Kiddush, it's a good file. You can't eat the Elephant right because of the Paris is the Melech. Melech, he takes care of Tosis Kasha. But after Rashi, and Rashi could be Rashi looks like this. Also, that's what he suggests. But he learns the shock of the Rashi's nakuda over here, at least in one pshat. The first pshat is that it's a nakuda chashivus. Okay.
He's not including
Maliyah. I don't know. So that's a taz in Reish Beis, where he taka raises the question. Does the Rebbe Yonah agree to Tosis? He just argues in the case of the Pirush of the Mishnah, but he agrees to the Yisoid, right? Or not. Now, the Rebbe Yonah never says the word Cheshivas in the Maskana. The Rebbe Yonah says, in the Havamin, I think passes so Choshev, it can't be a Tofel. Kamash Malon, fill in the blank. Kamash Malon, he says, that is the case. Pome Hitzvelet, and Shikar Chalosa before a pass, Rebbe Yonah. Now, he doesn't say why, because he never says you eat the pas because of the saltiness. Both places he never says those words. He says you eat your chilas not because of the pas, and therefore you know it's a tofel. He never says why. Now we would assume because we know Tosis already that probably because of the reason because of the saltiness. That's partially because we're meshuchim from Tosis. Right? But I can't say it can't be pshat on the Rebbe Yonah, but it's not clear the Rebbe Yonah means that. But I think Rashi Vadafka stresses that it's a choshev. Rashi is clearly not learning that the kuda is the malicha shavoy, etc. Okay.
In other words, today we still
no, we don't have anymore. That's the Ferris de Morris that one of the four she learns over the morale, and I think learns over there in the Gemara. At the end of Sight, the Morris says that there was one of the goes through a list of different things which happens in the succession of the degradation of the world. One of them says it was Nidl Tama Paris. I forgot which events it was Nidl Tama Paris. Says it's referring to these Paris Gnoser that they no longer have that strength of flavor to them which was made them mitzuyan. You know, what if they're in the site, remember which one of the cases. With this is about the Tom Paris, it was, you know, about the Anivis, about the Kavaratera, you know, Tom Paris, you know, the more with the Memches. What? Mishnah Memtes. What? Now you're putting words in my mouth. There's a certain mile of Chesimish of Eretz Yisrael. We see that Eretz Yisrael was expressed its Chesimis even in physical terms. Like Rashi says in Chumash, they brought back, you know, a grape, you know, an eshkel of grapes. Each grape was like yay big, you know. Like, you know, doesn't mean Kipshuta, doesn't mean... the morale, I mean, it means that both are true, you know. Pasha means, you know, The pasuk is physically describing that they needed people to carry it. It was so overwhelmingly holy they could only handle one at a time. And that's pushing it. Okay. Well, no. Okay. Fine. Now we the other Gemaras which we I put them in the premise. So, but now for you, they're old hat. Fine. Okay. What did I give you next? What? Okay. So. So. So the Goyin in the Bir HaGro and Zion, so the Siman in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is very short. There's two Sifim here. What? Meshud Beis. So in the Ramah says, he speaks this out, that either you ate them together or you ate the ikr first. So the point of the Ramah is that in case you ate the tofel first, you need to make a bracha on the tofel. Okay? So, for example, the person wants to drink something, and you picture that, I'm definitely not a bucky in that, but let's say a person wants to drink a little bit of liquor. Whiskey, and he doesn't want to drink an empty stomach, so he takes a little piece of mezonos. So he shouldn't have an empty stomach so he has no kavana for the mezonos, but he's eating the mezonos before the whiskey. So he says, in that situation, or the opposite, it's something which is very, it's not sweet. So he puts something sweet in his mouth first, so that when he eats the food afterwards, drinks the liquid afterwards, it'll have a sweet flavor to it. Even though it's tofel to the shtiyah, even though it's tofel, but you have to take a bracha on it. But then the Ramah says you make a bracha shahakol. Okay, but that's not our topic yet. So the guy says tchila. So the case of Mishnah was he ate the ikr. Tchila, and then he ate the ikar tchila, and then he ate the tuffle afterwards. So that's the case of the Mishnah. That's the case of the Mishnah. So he says, "Zeh shekosim meliach b'tchila." The lash of the Mishnah. The Goyin says, "If you love meliach tchila, upas imay." So what does this word b'tchila mean? If you love meliach upas. What's this word b'tchila mean? This is Mishnah telling you the case was they brought the maliach first, in other words, and they ate it, and then they brought the pas to afterwards, and that's the yom tiv. Fine. What? Right, but where do you see that in the Mishnah? How does Tosfos know that? You're saying you see that in the Mishnah. That's what Tosfos Yalta says. Darcha the Mestis and Kamer Alav Gav Shein Lo Eichel Miyachad. Zel the Pirsha Tosfos fine. Alav Tinder Yerno because the Eichel Sa'ima Pas because the Matur Eichel Miyachad Pas. So now, so the Gaon says Lachara. Is the Mishnah Meduyik? What about if the order is the opposite? So the Tosfos Yalta says that's what the Mishnah is saying. Betchila, it has to be the order has to be Iker and then Tofel. As opposed to Tufel and Iker. He says, no. It doesn't have to be Iker and then Tufel as opposed to Tufel and Iker. The point of the Mishnah is telling me that even if the Iker is first and not with the Tufel, still the Bracha on the Iker works with the Tufel. Theoretically, I could learn that you could eat the Tufel, then the Iker, make the Bracha on the Iker for the Tufel. Right? How would that happen? How that happen? How can you do that?
Yeah.
I'll tell his brachas, or how could that happen physically?
No, how could that happen with his brachas? Like you make a bracha on the tuffel first, having in mind that
you. No, you'd eat the tuffel without a bracha, and you make a bracha on the ikur to cover the tuffel. Right. So I don't arrive from the Mishnah to the sin of the Ramah. The Ramah says he can't do that. That's a Trumas Hadesh. Right. I don't arrive from the Mishnah. Well, I do, because the Mishnah says tchila. The order has to be A and then B. It can't be B and then A. No. The point of the Mishnah is telling me that you can even have A and then B as opposed to A and B together. But what would be, well, now that it's true, you can have A and then B, maybe you can B and then A also. I don't know. Statenish. Right? Well, I'll get that in a second. Now, but then he says, but the Rebbe Yonah learns that you eat it together, and that's lost in the Torah, you eat it together. So now, what does he mean? What's his oisfir? Right? So, his point is to give me a makor for the sin of the Ramah. So he says, Zachar, once you agree to Tosfos as your side that you could eat B and then A and then B, I'm sorry, so maybe you can eat B and then A. The Mishnah says, Bitchilo, the Mishnah is just saying that the Kiddush is you can have one after the other, right? You don't have to have them together. The Rebbe Yonah says you have to have them together. That's the case of the Mishnah. So what's the word B'tchila mean? Right? So according to Rebbe Yonah, the word B'tchila has to tell me it's coming that you cannot have the Tufel before the Iker and use the Bracha of the Iker around the Tufel. You can't have it afterwards either. Right? But you can't have it. The point of the Mishnah is the stress. You can't have it before. Don't think you can do this process of preparing for it. Right? And that would be a valid oifen of tuffel. Now, if you learn that you don't need a bracha on the tuffel, this conversation makes sense. You have a shaka with Arya. Tuffel does not need a bracha. Iker needs a bracha. Tuffel doesn't need a bracha. But what would be the case if you're eating the tuffel before the Iker, so you haven't shtelavek with the chlorkite that does the tuffel yet? Right. You haven't shtelled it back yet. I don't know why you're eating it. I understand if you eat it together, you one or the other. It's clear you're eating the you're eating the pas first because you're preparing for the. I don't know why you're eating the pas. No. Even in that case, maybe you can get away without a bracha. The mice said that you're eating the tuffel. I don't care what I have to prove to the belt. I don't care what the belt thinks. But I know what my kavan is. My kavan is just I'm putting it in my mouth as a tipsit to be able to have to handle the maliach which comes after. No.
Because anytime you have pas first, like the way the Mishnah is pretty much telling us, it's always going to be needed a bracha.
We don't know that. We don't know that. The current Tosfos according to the way Tosfos learns the Mishnah, that's not mukhrach. That's what the Gaon is saying, that's not mukhrach. Yeah. I could have learned that the Mishnah means you have to eat it together. The Mishnah says, no, you can have A and then B. So maybe you can B and then also. The point of the Mishnah is not A, dafka, and then B. The Pittman says that the A without B is the B without A is also acceptable, as opposed to A and B together. If you learn you need a bracha on the tuffel, like what's the havamina? If you learn you don't need a bracha on the tuffel, we have a sharka havamina. Right? Shows what's the kamash malon. Right? But the Ramah says you can't do that. Now, if you learn that you need a bracha, the tuffel needs a bracha, so like, obviously, what's I need to make a makor for this din. Of course you can't. No, that's not so pashut, right? We discussed way back at the beginning of the parak that could be the makor for bracha achronis, because also l'hanos melamim zavul bracha, right? Which means you made a bracha for being the henna, so I can make the bracha being the henna afterwards. Right? I had a non and I have to make a bracha for it, so I think zelan I'm paying back. Like, you want to say it like that? You know, like hechadei, so you can't say the bracha afterwards. Also, bracha doesn't mean it has to be first. It has to be you can't do it without a bracha. But I'm saying a bracha in a minute from now. I promise you, I'm a good boy. I'll say a bracha in a minute from now. No, you can't be in head without bracha. I'm not being head without bracha. Chas v'shalom. But there's a rule, you only come bracha. Ikur tov. I didn't tell it ikur yet, so I can't make a bracha yet. Why can't that work?
This part you're taking doesn't have a
bracha. It does. It'll have a bracha in a minute from now.
It will, but right now.
Okay, so who said it's a problem?
Right now, none of that a bracha.
No, you're not.
I know that the bracha will come, but it's too late already.
Why is it too late?
Because you're none of that a bracha.
No, I'm not. There's an issue of being the head of this world without eating a making a bracha, and I'm the head of this world and I made a bracha. I wasn't the head of this world without a bracha.
You're not mashing that there is a certain greater status at a certain moment you need a bracha rishay.
Yeah, because when you're hungry, the more it says when you're hungry, you're sure you need a bracha. Okay. I'm saying I'm making a bracha. I'm bringing a bracha rishona. There's a sheet of rishona, by the way, which holds that a person ate without eating, he makes a bracha afterwards. Not a bracha rishona, a bracha, and he makes a bracha rishona after he ate, because you make a bracha on what you ate. Not a bracha achrona, a bracha rishona.
Were you not in the middle exactly?
No, he held that. That's not called the middle of a bracha. You were in the middle of that with a bracha. The order? Who said the order is not active? I we're used to that. I understand we're used to that. But why is that obvious to us? Right? You can't be in the hand of the blood bracha. I'm not going to do that. Chas v'shalom. I mean, in the hand of the Zen, I made a bracha. The fact that I made the bracha afterwards, mehekadei, so that's ma'akev. Again, all the Rishonim argue on that. Right? But I want to know in the scenario with Ikra and Tofa, maybe you could argue such a thing. I don't know. If I can't make a bracha, if the correct place to make the bracha is on the Ikra, not on the Tofa. So, fine, I don't have a choice right now. I have to make the bracha in a minute from now when I eat the ikur. So then I'll make the bracha on both. Right?
There'll be a chashash that you're going to come to not.
Good, you know, but that's already, you know, like you know, cheshbonus. So the Ramah, no, that doesn't work, right? Right? But I'm saying, we're saying for the shakratayah, so it could be the Ramah saying, listen, if I need a bracha, that's why it has to be, you can't take a bracha. It's a right, you need a bracha. Right? Because on the tzad, you don't need a bracha. Maybe Taka and Ghanami, you can do this. Or vice versa. The fact that Ramah has to speak it out means that he's clearing that it's not because there's no din bracha. So maybe Taka works. Question, no, it doesn't work. Right? Because it's not nikkud to be a tofel yet. Right? But I'm just saying, I don't have to tie the Ramah down to this with Hakira. I could live with that this is works afterwards. It's strange, I know, because I'm not used to thinking like that. But it's not so strange. So the Gaon learns that according to Taisus, Bechila is not a makor for the Ramah. Because he starts off by saying that's a makor for the Ramah, that the order has to be A and then B. And that's what she says, Bechila, A and then B. Not B and then A. He says, no. The Chiddush Mishnah is A and then B, as opposed to A and B together. He says, no raya. But maybe B and then A also works. Right? That's the way to go in the case of the Tosis. Because the way to go into that the case of Mishnah was B and A together, so what's the word B'chila mean? So the B'chila will tell you, don't think you can eat B and then A.
Well, if they have to be together, then for sure you can't eat them B and A.
Well,
together doesn't work, then B and A for sure doesn't work.
If you need to be together, so then, but is there a Havamina that you shy have to do the Tufel before the Iker, according to Ben Yonah? Right? If you can't do Iker and then Tufel, Kevacham, you can't do Tufel and then Iker. Right? That's your asking.
Yeah.
Right? If it's Dafka, Iker and Tufel together, and there's also a thing as eating the Iker and then the Tufel, it's not called, it doesn't have a shame Tufel. So Kevacham, the other way around. I don't know. Okay. Okay. Fine. That's we're living over here. Pashur Shad the Mishnah. So the Chazanish brings a raya over here. The Chazanish brings a raya from this din over here. That the fact that Tosfos says that there's a din of das, etc. It's a raya that you need that if the tefillah needs a bracha. Is that the pshat is that the getter of achilas tefillah is b'chal not a din bracha, which you could have argued, right? Especially we learned over there at the beginning of the parak that the ikar din bracha is timahal to kadosh baruch hu. The bracha made minim shayim, and in such a way, they take care of so many different ways. So you bring the henna from that. With such gevaldigim tachos and hanoah, appropriate to give a bracha corresponding to that benefit. Using it as a tefillah, that it doesn't, it's not ma'ar any of that, that those chiyuvim. So it's not a chayv and a bracha. Right? The chiyuv bracha are things that you eat as an ikar part of your chiyuv. That's a very valid way to to learn. But Kalman Tosfos says no, that's not true. If that's true, so the fact that you're eating it without das, it's irrelevant. As long as you're eating it as a tefillah, I don't need a bracha on it. This it says that you need a bracha. No. You need a bracha on the tefillah. So, okay. If when you ate the ikra, you plan to have a tefillah, the bracha on the ikra goes on the tefillah. Now, we need to qualify that statement. Right? Let's go back to the sugya before Memal from Beis, just as a dogma. Where Rashi learns the case is that it's a malapis. A malapis is a dinam ikar tov, right? But we said that from the Red Yarn and the Rush, if the person eats some of it together with bread and some without bread, you have to make a bracha when it's not with bread. You make a bracha. Now, how that worked? When you made a moitzi, we said the moitzi is also on the fruits. So you took it. You took a teina, and you said, on the teina. Right? Now you eat half of the teina together with bread. Okay, no good. Good. Okay, it is a tefillah, so it's still on the brachos of moitzi. Now you eat half without the bread. I made a bracha on this thing already. I made a bracha on moitzi lechem but I made a bracha already. So we're saying that when you eat it as a tefillah, it's included in the bracha of the so the modern version. Okay. Person takes cereal and milk, right? So he adds milk to cereal. He says mazonos. So we say it's not the pshat is you had to make a bracha on the milk. You made a bracha on the milk. The bracha was on mazonos, right? That's what the Chazanish is saying. Don't learn the pshat is that you made a bracha on the milk. You already made a bracha on the milk, right? So now I get to the end of the. I finish eating my Cheerios, and I'm makbid on the Chashash of a Shir of Kadei Sviya, and the Cheerios you have to bench because possible Pakistan. So I don't eat more in my Cheerios. And by the way, there's milk left over, right? I mean, that's the only reason we would eat more Cheerios, you know, right? Right? So the milk left over. So what's with the milk? See, if you learn the pshat is that you tell doesn't need a bracha. They say, excuse me, the milk is not a tefillah anymore. You better make a bracha. You learn that the Chazanish, you made a bracha. You made a bracha on the you made a bracha. You made a mazonos on your milk, right? Okay, so you made a bracha on the milk. So now I'm not eating a tefillah anymore. Not tefillah. I have to make a bracha. Why? Now everybody agrees that just eat a little bit left over. That's still called a tefillah. The same way along the way, if you put one time, you end up having not eating it terubis, right? That's called it's still called a tefillah. Other direction, if you have kavanah from the milk, it's not atzmai, because you're very thirsty, you want to enjoy the milk, it's not atzmai. A lot of persons say that over there, you're not only having a tefillah, you're also having mitzvah atzmai.
Even
according to Chazanish. So over there, you should, which again, it's part of this conversation, right? So you should make a shahakal on the milk and a mazonis on the cereals. And you should do it in that order, b'davka, because we want to make very clear that you're eating that you're not having a tefillah. You have it beforehand, you were good, you make a bracha. But I originally had my das to have all the milk as a tefillah. And I made a bracha on all the milk, which is there. I didn't add any more milk. I'm a very oyskechesh from the person, I'm a bal musar, right? And I have two-thirds of a cup of Cheerios and a half a cup of milk, you know, with three raisins, you know, every single day. The last 50 years, I was working on my meters at the time, you know. Oh, yeah, yeah, good, good. So I put the same, today, the Cheerios went more quickly. I have all this milk left over. Right? So, you know, God, taka, I'm enjoying a little bit of milk. You make a bracha or not? I'm not eating a tefillah anymore. So I have a little bit left over. I said, well, look, you know, taka, have some milk. I didn't have any more milk. I made a bracha already. The assumption of the person is you're not eating a tefillah, it's not the bracha of the acre anymore. According to the Chazanish, why is that true? The answer is that the Chazanish's point is not the pshat is you made a bracha on the tefillah. The tefillah needs a bracha, you made a bracha on the tefillah. The tefillah needs a bracha, and snich on the bracha of the acre is kol zman, it's a tefillah. So it comes out of strange din that you made a bracha on this milk, but tonight. Calls man, it's a tefillah. It's taka, the brach on the milk is mazaris. As soon as it becomes ice tefillah, you make mazaris on milk, you have sugar though. But I did make mazaris on milk, and that's what it calls man, it's a tefillah. It's nichlal in the brach of the ikr. Calls man, it's part of the ikr. The brach of the ikr covers the tefillah also. If it's not ikr, it's not a tefillah anymore. It's being eaten for its own. So that's the more form of aleph. If you eat the pears together with the pas, so the brach of whites, it covers the pears. No, I mean the pears without the bas. It's not a tefillah, so he needs a bracha. Well, it's the same piece, it's the same teina. It's on the second hand. No. It's a bracha. Even according to Chazanish, not the pshat is, you made a bracha on it, and this kefse is potter. You made a bracha on it, calls them on it. It's a part of the ikr. The bracha's the ikr covers the tefillah also. But once it's not part of the ikr anymore, you're eating it mitzad aser, not mitzad tefillah. Again, I'm asking, in the case you have a little left over, that's called eating mitzvah tefillah. I'm finishing off the Michael. The Michael was milk, cereal milk. I'm finishing it off. And the bracha on cereal milk is mazonis. But in case I have a lot left over, and my kibbutz is the shame shtiyas cholov, pashas, you need a bracha. That's the gemara mimal of a base. When you eat the pears without the pash, you need a bracha on the pears. You eat it with the pash, you don't need a bracha on the pears. So monoshach, what does that mean? So that's the Kaddosh, even the Chazanish have to say that he doesn't mean, I remember like when I first learned this, you know, way back when, something the Chinan tells, somebody told me, the Pshat is that this is milk, which the bracha of this milk is mazonis. So it's like, you know, it's like one of these, you know, trick questions you ask the kids, and when is the bracha milk mazonis? Right? The answer is, when you know, that's not right, I don't think it's the right way of saying it. That's an unsophisticated way of saying it. The Chazanish means more than that. Okay, I think that's true. Hashul Kari, you should the Kari Yushin Shahakal over there. Halacha Lamaisa, I see the Poskim were hesitant on it. And they try and avoid it. You make a shakal on something else because they get a little nervous about it. But I think the Kari from the Sugi Memalov, that's what should come out.
What's the sort of finishing it off? Like, if you want the milk by itself,
you deserve
cereal.
No, I'm saying if the normal derech is that the way you eat the cereal milk is always going to be a little bit of milk left over, and that's just part of that's why you finish off the package. So the fact that the last three bites, there isn't, that's main the musig of, okay, I'm sure I want to tie it to that rash, but you know. The Rashi says in a case where the person ate meat, or no, sorry, the Rashi says if a person ate peiris, the main suda, and then he stopped eating bread, and he finished off the peiris, you don't need a bracha.
That's because it's bread.
He says because since you ate it as part of the main now, the pashas that din would not be true according to Ben Yonah. That's why I don't want to tie it to the Rosh. But there's some Muslim, like, if the Iker Kaviyah says you had it as with the Iker, and this is just a hemshek of that Maisa Achila, this Nikol Shem the Iker still. That's possibly what he means. He means the finish over there, you're eating yourself, Asim and Apas.
Is that just a din of like Kaviyah Suda and Pas? I wouldn't apply it every time.
It is, but I still think the mechanics would be similar to over here. This is a similar type of mechanics. The point is, if really all you're eating in this materis is a tefillah to the ikur, the fact that you're finished up because it's a shadow race, my friend, because your mommy told you it's baltashkas. You're not eating because you haven't eaten the milk bats. I mean, that's how you finish off your cereal milk, because you have the milk at the end. Okay, so that's the Chazon Ish. Ramosha, at the beginning of his tshuva, says, Mevorach HaMalicha Poitras HaPas. That's the words, right? Right? What do you mean, Poitras HaPas? If pas is a toffle, right? Mevorach HaMalicha Poitras HaTveilu. It's not Poitras HaTveilu. There's no din for brach on a tveilu in that situation. By Sechois, yeah. Right? I, the Balamor. Right, the Balamor, which we saw before in the Sugya and Mem Aleph, learned the answer to his Kasha and Rashi. What's the Kiddush over there? It's the regular Iker of Tafel. So the Kiddush is, even though you brought it, you had no das for it, and it wasn't there, you brought it afterwards. Since you ate it with the pas, it doesn't need a brach. What do you mean it doesn't need a brach? How does that work? Right? That's the din of the Balamor. Right? So, so it's a choikus. The Balamor says, not like that. The Balamor says, because you don't need a brach. You can't learn like that. Because, I mean, you could learn like that in the Balamor, but the problem is the Shulchan Aruch passes the Balamor, and the Shulchan Aruch passes the Tosfos. So, we're not happy. Right? Teretz is that the Magen Avraham here in Reshit Beis says that that Balamor is the source of the Lacha Dafka Bei Pas. So, by any other Tuffle, any situation where the Iker is not Pas, the only way the Iker is going to cover the Tuffle is with Das. So if you didn't have das, there wasn't lefanov, it wasn't ragel, forget it. This was today. By a case where the ikra you're referring to over there is pas, and Rashi learns that the ikra is pas, and you're eating a tofu to the pas, the pas is Rashi learns that's simply just the regular din of ikra and tofu. No, no, even Rashi agrees that pas is a better ikra than your average ikra. And when you eat something with pas, it doesn't need a bracha. So mainly, even in the das, right? And the bais says, when you eat it with pas, it becomes insignificant, and therefore there's no need to make a bracha. And therefore, even though there was no inyanim of das, etc., the bracha the ikur could not have went on the pas. Went on the peiris, which came later on, right? It should work. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, in a case where it came, but the Shulchan Aruch, however, learns even in the din of the balamor, it's a din of das. The nature of the way you eat pas is, so he takes it a step further, and that's the Sifhei, in Kufay and Zayin. It says, if somebody sent me a darn from my next door, I need a bracha. I don't need a bracha. I'm eating my pas. No. The getter of the Balamori, he says, it's not the pshat is you don't need a bracha. Of course you need a bracha. The das, when a person makes a suda, everything is nichal in the suda. So the moitzi cover everything in the suda. Good. So if it came from next door, I didn't have das for that. So even that, we don't make a bracha. What's wrong in that? Stam das, you sit down for a meal, your das is to cover, have everything, and the whole world's yours, you know. Right? That's the minute, shot the minute, garland. Right? Which the Bechara makes much more sense than the Ramah. The Ramah is explaining the minute, garland. Right? But you see that they're learning in the Balabor, and the Balabor is not saying you don't need a bracha, because eating it is a bracha. Because that's true, even if it came from next door. I don't need a bracha. So I didn't have das. Who cares if das? I don't know das. See, even the Balamor learns the lumdus is, it's a word in das. He's just saying by pas, the nature of tvi is suda for pas, the das is a more broad-based das, and therefore these other things, even though there was no intent to have them at the beginning of the meal, that's nikla. That's main, like we spoke about, when a person sits down to the meal, the dairach is that you add other things, you know. You sit down to lunch, your wife's not serving you, your wife's away, you're making your own lunch. Sit down to lunch and you take a piece of chicken. And you go to the fridge and you add some liver. Then you go to the fridge and you add some, you know, and then you add some, you know, you add some meat. And you go to the fridge, like how many times do you make brachas? I don't have to ask to add the cold cuts, right? But that's what a bakar's lunch looks like, right? You know, and a young man when his wife isn't around, you know, right? You know, it's five different courses of adding, going to the fridge and getting it. You keep adding, you didn't have das. But that's the nature of how you sit down to a meal. That's so he's saying when a person just sits down to a suda of bread, his das is a broad-based das. That's, but not the shiur, which means the Balam Mor B'chal is not a stira to this concept of that the Tafel needs a bracha. And the way the Shulchan Aruch is learning clearly, he's not saying that because that's what he holds in Midaran from elsewhere. We need a bracha. And even the Ramah doesn't say because who needs a bracha. He says because Yedas, right, which is a takagidish. But the Ma'aseh, they're all learning that the bracha needs a das. Now, Ramosha brings it sound to say that you don't need the Talmud does not need a bracha. We'll talk about that more, Bezus Hashem, on Sunday. So it's just the upcoming events.